Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, please. What company am I calling?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center. We service over 100 products in multiple companies. How may I help you today?
Well, I'm checking my credit card, and the company called me. And are you what did they call it, pro something? Do you sell, you're charging my account for money that I don't know what it's about, and he wants me to call you to find out if I ordered anything on January the 31st from you, and I don't even know what you carry or what the company's name is.
Okay. For me to better able to serve you, may I have the zip code associated with that account?
20853.
Give me 1 second, please.
Sure, take your time.
And the first and last name?
Amelia Saw, S as in Sam, A-Apple, H. Henry.
All right, and for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account?
Well, I don't know if I have an account with you, but anyway, it's 14123 Chesterfield Road, Rockville, Maryland.
Okay, I do see back on January the 31st that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a tablet.
To receive a what?
A tablet. Do you maybe have done a survey or?
A tablet? You mean like a computer, but it's a tablet?
Yes, ma'am.
From where? Where would I have ordered from?
Do you remember doing maybe a survey?
If I did, no, I don't, not about a tablet.
Okay, and entering you in a contest and a chance to win a tablet, maybe an iPhone, maybe a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Well, maybe I did if it was free. I don't recall, but we paid you $7.95 on the 31st. My charge company said that, but now you're charging me $54 and something that you claim I ordered on the 6th of today, and I didn't.
Okay, ma'am. I can get you counseled out of that.
You can do what, dear?
Counsel it for you, yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see. And you said it was on the 31st that we paid you. I know that.
Yes, ma'am. But you actually have...
Let me tell you what it's called. Did you post anything on my charge card that I purchased today?
The charge. I see they tried to charge you yesterday, and it was actually declined by the financial institute.
For how much?
It was $54.97.
Yes. When? What's it called? That I was supposed to have ordered.
It was actually declined by the financial institute when they tried to receive
that. It says Infinity Pro. What is an Infinity Pro?
That's the name of the company.
Of the what?
Name of the company, ma'am, that we service.
But what was it? I mean, it's coming from you, so I don't know what it is even. In other words, the reason I'm searching this is because now I have to change my card because this is evidently fraudulent. I did not order it, and I don't even know what it is.
It's fine, ma'am. I'll give me 1 second, and I'll get you counseled out of it, and you won't have any reoccurring charges on that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
And what is your company?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am. We service multiple, over 100 items in multiple companies.
So anyway, it could be Tom Jones that ordered something and you charged us for it. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I do have you canceled out of that. You won't receive any more reoccurring charges on that, and I have the cancellation order number for you.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay, dear.
All righty. Are you ready?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It will be C as in Charlie. That's 258-920-358.
Okay. And what is your company? What is the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am.
That's all I can get then from you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, but you can't give me any information. And that $7.93 you got paid for that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
$7.95, but you don't know what it's for.
It was for the shipping and handling of the item itself. Now, that is non-refundable. But you won't have any more charges. I've completely canceled you out.
But I didn't get anything. I mean, what did I get for the $7.95 shipping? I should be refunded with that because I have no idea what it is. I mean, it's pro, what did I say, pro, I lost it again. I was right here on top of it. Anyway, why should I pay for that when I didn't, I don't even know how you got my card number, and I don't know why you can't give me the company that is charging me. I don't understand what's going on, and I hate to have to keep changing my card.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can't give me any more information?
That's it, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.